Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My websites are www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship with all the shows and the newsletter and that you can subscribe to, and our blog is there. Thousands of articles, lots and lots of stuff about our provided by our Brain Trust, our 600-member Brain Trust, including Mary Key, who's our guest this half hour. And don't forget to check out askjim.biz. That's the knowledge base, the world's only knowledge base for small business, where you can get your small business answers now. Mary Key is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, she's an original member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the recent one that she co-authored with Dennis Stearns, CEO Road Rules, and she's one of the smartest management minds I know. Mary Key, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, as always. How's Jazzy?
Oh, Jazzy's doing great. He always is around when I talk to him on the show, Jim.
That's the cat, Jazzy, folks.
The cat was the inspiration for the entrepreneurial cat. In it, really, we talk about important principles for all entrepreneurs, things like do what comes naturally and be curious and find the right niche and focus while hunting.
Don't and there was never a chapter on hairballs in that book, though. I was surprised.
No, clean the litter box.
Hey,
important stuff, letting things go.
I was talking to the audience before you got here, Mary, about being the CEO of your small business, and I said sometime today, slow down and stop just a little bit, and get real quiet and say to yourself, I am the CEO of this company. If you own your own company, don't say I am the CEO of my company, because now you're thinking like the owner, which is okay. Sometimes you have to think like the owner, but I think it's important, Mary, for small business owners to stop and think of themselves as the manager of this company that and it's not important at that moment that who owns it, but you are the manager. You're the person who's responsible for the ultimate success of this company. And so say to yourself, I am the CEO of this company. How should the CEO of this company behave today? What do you think about that, Mary?
I really like that. You know, in our book, CEO Road Rules, we interviewed over 50 CEOs, primarily privately held companies, many of which started out small. And one of the things that the most successful CEOs have been able to do is to helicopter over their business and view it from a more objective perspective. So your affirmation is really about, let me let go of all this my ego stuff, getting entrenched in it, and look on it more and work on it more. And working on the business seems to be a consistent key in taking your business from being small and very hectic to growing it.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that helped me to do that was when I owned my own real estate that the business was in, and I literally leased the real estate to the company, both of which I owned. But that helped me to really put in perspective the fact that the company is its own entity. The corporation is a separate entity from me, the owner. And when you can put all that in perspective, you know, you got the real estate, you've got the company, you've got then you've got your personal life. When you can put all that in perspective, you see you've got those different entities. In my opinion, it helps you to separate the different tasks, the tasks of running your business, the task of being a property owner, but also the task of being a human being with a life outside of the business.
I have to send you an article that I recently wrote that ties into the book, and it's called Balance is an Illusion. And it's really all about the importance of finding balance, and I think your system is a good one for doing that. Let's be honest, though. A lot of people are attracted to being self-employed, and I have my own business as well.
Right.
I have a business. I have several businesses, as opposed to my business. But I think we get attracted to it because we want a certain amount of control. And so there's nothing wrong with that. It's wonderful to be an entrepreneur. But the very thing that attracts you to doing it sometimes is the thing that really keeps you from growing it and also from staying balanced. And that is your business. You begin to see your business as part of you. And it is not part of you. It is a partner with you.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. And it's this balance thing. And we talked about this. We've talked about this recently on the show. This balance issue, knowing when to be connected to your business, knowing how to get disconnected from your business. That's a challenge for small business owners, isn't it?
Oh, sure it is, because many times they're not in a resource position to find the right people that can pick up the slack for them. And so as a result, you know, you really feel like you have to be there. And, you know, one of the things I advise business owners to do is let's be a consultant to your business. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you were to detach yourself from your business and your business belonged to someone else and you were providing advice to that business, what are some of the things that you would do to achieve the goals you say are important? And it's really interesting when you separate yourself from it that way, how you begin to think of things that you don't let yourself even consider when it is your business. You know what I mean? When it's my business.
Do you ever recommend that people who know each other but in different businesses do that with each other, you know, I show up in your business and I, you know, maybe, you know, you're a lot smarter than me, but because I see your business through my eyes, maybe I can find some low-hanging fruit that you'd missed, and vice versa. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, for the past 12 years, I've brought together CEOs of their own businesses and facilitated their really bringing their issues to each other. So I'm a big believer in that. I can't mm-hmm. tell you how many people have grown their businesses and really gotten some advice that they could use. And part of it...
Mary, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Mary Key. She and Dennis Stearns are the authors of the book CEO Road Rules: Right Focus, Right People, Right Execution. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today.
Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still gotta try.
We're back. It's 23 after. If there ever was a theme song for small business, that's got to be it. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section. Ladies and gentlemen, do it no matter what the people say. Do it or die. But Mary Key, I think, will tell you to not do it by yourself.
Do it to the point where you're going to die.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's something sometimes you have to do. You have to have that attitude that, you know, I'm going to do this or bust. But before we get back into that, Mary, I want you to tell us about your websites and how to find your book.
Sure. Our website is ceoroadrules.com or keyassociates.com.
CEOroadrules.com.
is the website for the book, and then keyassociatesinc.com is our website, which has lots of wonderful downloads and little assessments you can take and give to your team to help you look at whether or not you're performing as high as you'd like to be. So one of the things that we talk a lot about is right focus, and there's some great little tools that you can use to assess whether you and your organization are as focused as you could be, and some suggestions on how to be more so. And I think that that's what we're talking about here, too. There's focus, and there's focus. And to really be focused on your business, you can't be so entrenched in it that you can no longer see it objectively. And I think that that's what you were saying earlier, Jim, about the importance of not calling it my business, but I am CEO of this business,
mm-hmm.
because it allows you to be more objective in that regard. And I think the other question becomes, if I really step back from my business and my highest wishes for this business were realized, what would I see? Where is this really going? I noticed, and, you know, I've worked enough now with entrepreneurs, that by holding that picture and getting support around you, and before the break we were talking about, formally or informally, getting together with other business owners and talking about business issues is really critical, because I think you begin to see your own business and challenges sometimes in somebody else's business, and the best business ideas come from somebody outside your industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so true. In fact, I know a number of people who do this for a living, as you have done, Mary, and bringing people together in groups. And in fact, the ideal situation that it seems to me is for the group to be not have any competitive situations inside. And
right.
Of course,
now,
you can't have competitive and make it happen. But my point is that, you know, a printer and a car dealer and a tire store and a retailer and whatever, have all the different disciplines there and let them look at each other, and you learn from each other and you learn with each other.
Exactly. I've done it both ways. I've actually worked with franchises of a certain type of company, people in the commercial air conditioning business from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we would do is look at best practices and also look at financials. And we'd actually visit different people's offices, and the folks would go into each other's offices almost as consultants. And they were really, you know, once they were able to sort of let down their guard, because they weren't really competing, cause they had a certain geographic franchise. But my experience is that when you have the diverse groups like you were describing, you really get a lot of great ideas. And, you know, you could pull something together like that through your chamber, or if anybody wants any free suggestion or advice on how to do that, they can contact me. Mary at KeyAssociatesInc.com, and I know you have some ideas there, but I have noticed that consistently I tracked it. The businesses I've worked with that way for 3 years in a row have grown on average about 26% a year.
Well,
and it's because it's an accountability system, too.
That's exactly right, and there's a great degree of trust and confidentiality that must be part of that. And you mentioned something a second ago that I want to reinforce, folks. If you don't have anything like that, you don't know how to pull something like that together, contact your Chamber of Commerce. You are a member, right? I hope you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce. By the way, Mary, this is my 30th anniversary as a Chamber member.
All right. Happy anniversary.
I'm very proud of that, because I'm a very strong supporter of Chambers. They all know that. So
plus
talk
you're going
to
speak in Copenhagen, right?
That's another chamber, the American Chamber of Commerce. But the thing is that talk to your chamber president. Talk to the leadership in your chamber and ask them if they have any kind of a mastermind group or any kind of a brown bag lunch type of thing where you can come together. And if they aren't doing it, maybe you can help them get one started.
Well, and also, as I said, I've helped several organizations, and in my community, the CEO Council of Tampa Bay, on how to do that. So if anybody really wants some help and advice on a format, I have it. So.
Right. Mary, I got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, I think part of right focus is to helicopter over your business and say, if I totally got my personality out of this, what would be the best thing that I could do right now in terms of furthering my vision and goals?
Well said, Mary. Give us that website one more time.
CEORoadRules.com and KeyAssociatesInc.com.
Mary Key, ladies and gentlemen. She and Dennis Stearns are the authors of CEO Road Rules. Hey, Mary, thanks for being here. Good job today. Say hi to Lewis for me.
I will, and you have a wonderful summer. Have fun
Thank
in Copenhagen
you too.
Speaking. Bye.
Thanks. Mary Key, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back right after these messages with our good friend Arky C. and Cuddy. Stay with us.
It'll take time, I know it.
The Small Business Advocate. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.